Hello, Sheldon.
Hello, Sheldon. This is Randy Halford.
Randy Halford, how are you doing, sir?
Hi, fine. We were supposed to, you were having conference last time I talked to you about the book.
Okay. Oh, yes, yes. We did have a conference. Sorry. I had a lot on my plate, and I may have, you know, just missed out a few things. How are you doing? Sorry, I just had to recall a few things, and I remembered who you are. So sorry.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I'm just looking for an update to see what's going on.
Okay, according to our last conversation, we were trying to get things rolling, and wait, let me get back to, let me just look at my emails. Can you give me just 1 second? Can you hold on for a moment?
Sure.
Just give me a moment. Please on hold. Hey, Randy, still there?
Yes.
Sorry about that. Randy, I'll be sending you a form today for a publishing form, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So can you fill out the form? And I do have the manuscript, and the publishing department is ready. Once you fill out the forms, it will take 2 days. I'll get you a call from my publishing department, okay? They'll work on your Amazon account. Now, there are two options when it comes to the Amazon account, okay? Unfortunately, I had to call you like the day before, but I have been just running back and forth because my grandma's in the hospital. So, unfortunately, I wasn't able to call you. I'm sorry about that. So,
okay.
So once I once you fill out the form, in the form there are a few details required which not everyone is comfortable in sharing, okay, because your banking details and your tax details are required, okay, in order to create a vendor account with Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any other, you know, online platform. Now, in case you do not want to share those information, once we go ahead with the account creation or we move ahead with KDP, you would have to fill out those information by yourself, okay? I'm attaching the form on Teamwork. You can look and see if you want to share that information with us. That's in the publishing form, okay? Not all the information needs to be filled out by you because most of the information we have on our hand. Can you confirm just one thing, that what is the trim size of the book? Because I couldn't find what the trim size was.
The size?
Yes, the size.
I have been doing like 8.5 by 11.
Okay, so that's the basic A4, 8.5, 11, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, kindly find the attached form. Can you open Teamwork? Randy?
I'm sorry.
Can you open Teamwork?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, say that again.
Can you open Teamwork? Hello.
Can I open Teamwork?
Yeah.
I had it in the emails. I'll see if I can reopen it.
You'll get an email in a second, okay?
Okay.
I'll fill out the form. We will get started with the publishing. Okay. And let's see here. And publishing information. So one important question, since you have been publishing for quite some time, do you use a pen name usually, Randy, or do you just go with Randy E. Halford?
I just go with my real name, Randy Halford.
So you're publishing this as an individual, not as a business, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll be sending you the individual publishing form. So, okay, and sent. So you should have an email in a minute or so from, the usual creative writing side. So in this publishing form, I can guide you on what's basically required and what, if you don't give to us, you have to do yourself. And I'll guide you through the entire process. You don't have to worry about it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, when you open the form, you'll see the general name for the client, and you have the author name, book title, any subtitle if that's there, the total page count, and the genre of the book. Okay? You can leave the format, ebook file, everything. Do you have an ISBN for the book number? Do you have an ISBN available?
No, I do not.
You do not have an ISBN. How did you, get the ISBNs for the last books that you published? Provided by the publisher? Because, it depends. You can either go for the ASIN, which is, free from Amazon, but I would recommend that you get a regular ISBN, which would help you out, because then you will
have... It usually is the regular ISBN, so I'm sorry. I was kind of misunderstanding the question you were asking me.
Okay.
I was like, no, I don't even have it because it's not published.
No, the thing is, you don't get an ISBN after you publish. You get an ISBN before you publish. It's like in the ISBN and barcodes. Think of it this way. Whenever you go to any shop, you see a product, right? Product has its own barcode and it has a serial number. Now, relatively, a book has its own serial number as well. So for anyone to publish a book or to use any product, they have to have a serial number assigned to it. So the ISBN is that serial number. Okay. Now, if you generally publish to Amazon, they do give you the option to use a free ASIN. But the problem with the ASIN is that if you get an ASIN, then the marketing rates goes to Amazon and you. So it's split between you and Amazon. But if you have your own ISBN, Amazon doesn't have marketing rates over your book.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you want to, that's what I'm asking, do you want to go for an ASIN or an ISBN?
I guess ISBN. I've never heard this before with the publisher, so.
Really?
Yeah.
That's odd.
Once they publish the book, they automatically assign to ISBN.
You can use the free ASINs, but the free ASINs just don't, in terms of global reach, it's not just, if you ever want to go for, a book distribution, you're going to need an ISBN. But for now, I'll see what I can do if I can get you an ISBN from our end, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So you can just leave out the ISBN and the imprint side. You can give a description about your book and a description about yourself as the author. Describe your target audience, age range, primary target countries, because these are everything that is in here at this time needs to be filled out, because these are everything required when we are publishing the book to any platform, because that's how they auto advertise the book, and decide which section should actually go to, in categories, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can decide the kind of cover you want. If you want a glossy finish or matte finish for your paperbacks, white or cream color for your paperbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an idea of how royalties work when it comes to Amazon?
Um, more or less, I think I've ever had to do broken directly, or so.
So basically, let me just break it. Give you a breakdown. Now, Amazon basically is the pioneer. So everyone uses Amazon's pricing credentials, like pricing statistics, to map their own. Now, what they do is they have a 30-70 split for your ebooks. Okay, that means 70% goes to you and 30% goes to Amazon. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what they do for paperbacks is paperback is either 35-65 or 60-40, okay? But they play around with the 60-40, so you have to keep that in mind. They do play around with the 60-40. That's why you have to adjust your price accordingly. So with the 60-40, they take the 40%, and from your 60%, Amazon deducts the printing cost required for the book, okay?
Okay.
So one important thing I'd like to ask would be, are you going for a regular color or like a premium color? Because that increases or decreases your printing costs. So in terms, gets you more royalty, depends on what you're using.
I guess standard color. Yeah, this is
standard color is better because like you have 161 pages. That's a lot of pages. I wouldn't recommend premium color.
Yeah, 187 actually. So
I don't know about the promo pages because like I'm just going through the generally through the conversation. So I saw pages like down to 161. So I'm like, okay, 161. Cool. So. Standard color it is. So now the printing cost will be deducted from 60% that you get. All payments, I'm pretty sure you already know, for Amazon takes 60 days to reflect on your actual account, right? You can see the sales in Amazon, but it takes 60 days to actually reflect, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So you have the form with you. I'm pretty sure you already got the email, right?
Yeah, I'm on the email right now.
Perfect. So you can just download the form and send it back to me as soon as I have the form. It'll take 2 to 3 days for us to just gather the information, and let's say you send it to me Friday. So next week I'll be ready to publish your book, okay? Now, do you want us to publish it to your account? Because that is what we usually do. It's actually what I would recommend, so you have complete ownership of your book.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Okay, so with this, kindly share your Amazon credentials as well. I think that is in here. Publishing account information. That is the email, password, and your date of birth. Okay?
Okay.
So once you give us all the information, we'll start working on it. It takes usually around 2 to 3 days in order to get the work started. Now, let me guide you on how the process for publishing will work, okay? Because we want you to actually be part of it and be satisfied at the end of the day. So first, we will give you a preview link, okay? When we upload the book as a draft, you'll get a preview link, one for paperback, one for ebook, okay? Now, once you have this link, I want you to open them up and go thoroughly through the entire draft. Okay? Once you approve the draft, and we will put that into, we will get the rest of the details ready, and we will put that into publish. Now, for ebook, it takes around 72 hours. It says it takes 72 hours, but usually it gets done in 24 to 48. Okay? For paperback, it may take longer. Like, it usually goes to around 3 days to get the paperback published. Okay?
Okay.
Once you submit it. Now, I'll be providing you screenshots of the entire process. Like when the ebook is submitted, you'll get a screenshot for, okay, the ebook has been submitted. Same goes for the paperback. Okay? And when they're live, I will also let you know.
Okay.
Once you're done with the entire process, you can change your password, and so we no longer have any access or any potential access to your account. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So we are good to go?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't even know what the publishing cost is going to be for this. So, or is it, or is there?
For Amazon, I am not going to charge you anything. Okay, that's my, that's just, you know, an outreach gesture from me to you. I'm not caught. Okay.
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 So
that's why I try to see. As I told you before, I try to see if I can get you something. But if you want to extend the platform reach, I will. That will incur a cost. But for Amazon, I'll get it done by myself. Okay.
Okay.
That's the best I can do for you, man. Aside from that, once we're done with the publishing, I'll get ready with the marketing and everything, and we'll start doing all of the marketing as well. Okay.
Okay.
You still don't seem satisfied. May I ask?
It seems to be a lot because I never really go through this kind of thing with the publishers. So
the thing
a little
is,
bit of that
with us,
for
Randy,
my head. Yeah.
It's about transparency. For us, it's really about transparency. We try to keep you involved as much as possible so you know what's going on at all times. That's why I gave you the details, like I told you everything. Okay, this is the process, this
right.
is how you do things.
Right.
And that's usually how we, because for us, it's more important that we have a long-term relationship, and, you know, it's because the word of mouth is very important to us. That's why we have compliance over here to keep the check and balance on everything, because we are, our clientele are usually always long-lasting. If you want to have a good, you know, word out there, that it's because there's so much, being very honest, bad faith at this time in this industry, that it's really hard to
right.
maintain your credibility. So that's why we have these transparency notices in place, because we have to explain all the processes. Everyone is required to give you a detail about the process, how it works, how everything is going to work, give you a good breakdown whenever we start a new service or a new process. So that's very important to us, because we want you to know what you're getting into, so at any point in time you don't feel confused, like, okay, I don't know how this happened, I don't know how that happened. So if you know all the details, you have, you can make an informed decision, right?
Yeah.
So that's just how we work, and I hope going forward you'll understand and you'll be more satisfied than you currently are, okay?
Okay. I'm not to say that the past publishers haven't gone through details with me. It just it seems like you guys have your own way of doing it, and your and the information is just a little bit more dense for me. So that's probably just the reason why I'm temporarily overwhelmed right now, so.
If it's any problem, you can always ask me any questions at any time during our calls. You can always give me a call and just let me know.
Okay.
So, and once this is done, we will start moving towards your, you know, marketing process, and then I'll
again,
we'll take a deep dive on how the marketing works. Okay.
the marketing plan that Daniel Garcia got started. So yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, the sales guys, like, the guys in sales do understand a lot about marketing, but when it comes to the experts, because I went to – everyone who's in compliance has gone through the entire process of – because we move from project managers to marketing, from marketing to compliance. So we – everyone who's sitting in compliance is capable of handling projects and handling marketing for any project. So we know the in and outs throughout, like, all of it. It's not just us here, like, just for compliance and keeping a check and balance. No, we know the entire process. That's why we're here.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't
okay.
worry about it. Everything will be done piece by piece. And keep you involved. You don't have to worry about it. By the end of this, you'll probably be able to, you know, you'll be able to ask someone, you want a book published? I know how to do that. Okay?
Okay, okay. Gotcha.
Perfect, Randy. Well, I guess we're good to go. Okay?
We're good to go.
Perfect, man. Take care. Have a great day. And I'll see you around.
Okay. Thank you, Sheldon. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.